Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord for this time that we're able to share together. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. I'd like to begin the broadcast today by reading a passage of Scripture found in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich. What is the Lord telling us here? Here, beloved, is the miracle of the ages. This truth is so incredible, so marvelous, and so deep that we really can't fully comprehend it with our finite minds. The Word says he was rich. Think about this. His riches were not earthly riches. His home was not an earthly one. He was in heaven with the Father. All of heaven's wealth was at his feet, and he dwelt in the very presence of his Father and in the presence of the angels of God. Yet the Word says, yet for your sakes he became poor. For our sakes, for me, for you, brother and sister, he became poor. He laid aside his wealth. He laid aside and left his eternal home. He laid aside his communion with the Father in that intimate degree he knew in heaven and became poor. Well, why? Why did he become poor? That ye, through his poverty, might become rich. Beloved, the Scripture tells us that it was necessary for him to become poor that we might become rich. It's true that we're not fully able to understand and comprehend his great sacrifice at Calvary. We cannot take in, we can't comprehend the full measure of God's love. But we're privileged to believe in Christ Jesus and to accept God's gift of eternal life. Jesus said in Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 20, that the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Doesn't that evoke a response in you? Perhaps, beloved, that you've shed tears on your pillow. In the dark hours of the night, you may have cried yourself to sleep. Jesus wept too, but he didn't have a place where he could lay his head. How can we say that he doesn't care? He didn't even have a pillow to catch his tears. Beloved, he does care. He sees your every fallen tear. He knows the heartaches and the sorrows that you've faced. Why did he become so poor that he did not have a pillow for his head? Because he cares, for the very reason that he loves you. And he does understand. Never say that God doesn't care. Never say that he's not interested in you. He is compassionately interested in you and me. The Lord Jesus left heaven's riches. He left the communion of the Father and became poor for our sakes. That's an overwhelming thought to comprehend, but that's why love sent him into this earth. There are so many broken hearts in our disturbed and troubled world today. There are problems for which many can find no answer. They have family difficulties which seem to have no possible solution. Difficulties, strife with loved ones, children that are going their own way. They're brokenhearted because perhaps there have been financial troubles that they cannot solve. Jobs that they're unhappy with. Children who will not obey and a wearying weight of guilt and resentment that they cannot get rid of. Just a vague sense of depression, discouragement, and oppression. The psalmist said, "Why go I mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy." Well, the word tells us to hope thou in God, for we shall yet praise him, for he is the help of our countenance and our God. You know, we can't merely close our eyes and wish these problems away. They become mountains that we cannot climb, rivers that we can't cross over, deserts that we become lost in, wildernesses that we languish in, and it seems that our very souls will die of thirst. They happen to you, to me, to our families, to our loved ones, our children, and cause untold agony. But beloved, there is relief for the suffering of a broken heart. Jesus said these wonderful words found in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And the setting was that he had come to Nazareth. That's where he had been brought up. And it was his usual custom to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath. And that particular day he stood up to read. And there was given to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And this is what you need to hear. Jesus declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Beloved, if that's you, Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And the scripture goes on to say he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them were in the synagogue, were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." Praise God. Beloved, this is the ministry that Jesus came to do. And for us, he's commissioned us, given us that same Spirit of the Lord upon us in our lives, that we can do the same thing. He is the head and we are the body. Christ is our answer and he is our victory. God sent him to heal the brokenhearted, and God will. He will never forsake a promise that he has made, and he has promised to heal the brokenhearted. You know, if you find yourself in that place as you listen, know that there is healing, there is deliverance, there is a way out of the impasse that you found yourself in. You know, every word of God is so precious. And as we look at, there's a scripture found in, actually it's just the opening chapters of 2 Timothy. Paul is writing to him, and this is the greeting that he gives. "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus." You know, we just sort of gloss over that and really don't seem to get much out of it. But do you know, we don't read the scriptures as we should, as we might read a love letter. If you were desperately in love with someone and they sent you a letter, wouldn't you just pore over every single word? When a scientist, for instance, reads his textbook, he weighs every single word, and each word has a particular meaning. It's part of the whole, part of the thing that he needs to lay hold of. And if we would read the Word of God like that, we would get the real essence, the real vitality of what it says. Have we really caught the power of this scripture? "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus." I'm emphasizing that word life and in Christ Jesus. Beloved, that was just his greeting. But there's so much in just that one sentence. There is no life outside of Jesus Christ by the declaration of Jesus himself. John said, "God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Jesus said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." That's John 6:63. People in the world are in a great struggle at the present hour because they need God. Beloved, you might find yourself, as you're listening to my voice, in such a struggle, in such a place of darkness and oppression that you might feel overwhelmed. You love God. You've tried to serve Him the best you could, but you're just overwhelmed by the circumstances that have come against you. Beloved, there is an answer. Let me pray with you. Lord, we come to you in the authority of your word. And Lord, I just shared the scripture with my brothers and sisters that the Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus to set the captive free, to bind up the brokenhearted. And Lord, those that are in a prison of defeat, are in a prison that the enemy has entrapped and ensnared them with, Lord, you've come to open the prison to those that are bound, to those that are brokenhearted, Father. You've come to give the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. Father, I pray that you would bind up every broken heart. You would dry the tears. You would give hope and faith and courage in the face of every trial and every opposition of the enemy, that they shall arise because the glory of the Lord is risen upon them. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "Has the valley been dark? Have you trembled in fear from the battle presented to you? Behold, there is a work that is being done in the lives of my people. You walk in error when you criticize yourself and you say that you're of no good. I've washed you in the cleansing flow of my blood and have put your past sins away in the sea of forgiveness and forgetfulness. Yield yourself to my Holy Spirit and live in a greater dimension of power and of hope and of knowledge given you for this purpose, that you might see the work of Satan destroyed against you, you who have started this journey. See, I've not left you and I've not called you to be a weak vessel of the house, but strong and commanding and fierce in the faith of God toward the enemy. Let your mouth speak praise to your heavenly Father, and you will see those things that have stood as roadblocks being removed, and you will have the strength to come through the battle and stand as a mighty warrior who has put the enemy to flight. Look forward to the days ahead and know that I'm going to lead you into a place of communion and fellowship with me that you've only glimpsed in days past. Glorify me and praise me, says the Lord." Well, I don't have anything further to add to what the Lord has said. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.